Good, yeah, man.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you?
Good, good. So, did you hear anything from for Great Lakes?
Great Lakes, yeah. So, okay. So, I'm gonna read you off a little bit of what's been going on. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Cause this is getting ridiculous, right?
I know, it's getting insane. So he asked for like that basically sale of business document. And told him that we don't have it. Can we proceed without it? We can provide like a tax return. And like, okay, yeah, send us a tax return. So I sent him a tax return and the social securities are crossed out. He's like, can you send the tax return without the social securities crossed out? So I just printed it out and I whited it out, crossed out stuff. And I fill out the social security numbers and I sent it to him about an hour ago. So,
okay,
or actually 7 minutes ago. So.
So we haven't heard an update on that?
No, but I basically put them in the position where they have to make a decision now.
Okay.
Where it's like, I've like told them that we don't have certain documents we're looking for, but we do have this, and then will this be sufficient? They said yes. And then they sent it over. They said, well, this is crossed out, and then I filled it out, so I should have a decision soon.
All right, cool. For another deal that you've been doing,
okay.
It's RJ... RJ Graham Golf.
Okay.
So you wrote on there, please provide or put on deck confirmation of owner's social security number. So I did confirm it. It is confirmed. And do you want me to write like the explanation in the email and just send it to you directly?
Yeah, you can do that. Just go ahead and write directly, especially with the CNET note. And does he have it frozen or anything like that? Is he blocked?
No, he doesn't. And he said that it's funny because when the last time when he tried to apply with us, same thing happened. Like it was unreadable. But he's like, he doesn't have a block. He doesn't... Nothing. He said
yeah,
he
the
actually...
Reason the reason I threw that in there said confirmation of owner social security number as we are unable to get a credit report match. So, we can do what we can do. I'll go ahead and just let them know that is the correct social security number, and there's no freeze on it or anything. So.
No, there's no freeze. And then I also have the bank statements that you wanted July, and I guess we needed a new app. Do we need a new app?
It says, social security. And do they have a balance?
A balance of what?
I don't know. One of their requests is name of and remaining balance for existing merchant bands. Wait, 1 second. I'm going to pull this one up.
Please provide an explanation for some. Wait, where do you see that at? Where do you see the balance thing?
It might not be a thing. It might have been something that we already knew about. So that way,
they
might have been asking specifically. You know, I just don't have the time to pull up that whole file as we speak. But yeah, we need the July statement. And then, did you get a description of those transactions?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay,
I'll put
cool.
It in the email for you.
So if you don't mind, just throwing that an email, and I'll go ahead and get that information on deck.
For sure. Okay, perfect. I'll do that.
All right. Thanks, Sherman.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye. No problem. Bye.